A project to help vulnerable people manage their healthcare at home has been hailed as a resounding success by those involved in using it and delivering the project. Smile is an initiative of Sláintecare and uses wearable at-home technology monitored remotely by nurses to record patients' well-being every day. Our South East correspondent Conor Kane has been finding out more.
Oliver Quinn is in his garage at Greens Hill in Kilkenny City, surrounded by cages. He's a champion canary breeder.
But the interesting thing are the people involved all over the world. I have friends all over the world.
In recent years, Oliver developed a heart problem, but new medication prescribed by his doctors and a new lifestyle have greatly improved his health.
A cardiac nurse called Christine Walsh took charge of me and she monitored my medication, and over a period of 6 months I became virtually a new man. Then my doctor Chambers put me with Smile and they monitor me. Basically I take my blood pressure every morning, which I wouldn't be very good at doing things like that. Kind of afraid of the girls, afraid not to do it. And no, in seriousness, they're so kind and loyal. I walk maybe 30-40 miles a week. Life is very good at 78 and a quarter years of age.
Oliver is one of more than 150 patients in Carlow and Kilkenny to have signed up to the Smile programme. It's funded by Sláintecare and follows collaboration with Dundalk IT and Trinity College. As project lead, Michelle Kearns explains.
The devices they're using are SpO2 monitors, which monitor their blood oxygen saturation. They're using blood pressure cuffs, and then they have blood glucose monitors, but they also have watches that are looking at their step count and their sleep. The technology is all Bluetooth and wireless, so that information, once the patient records it, they do it from an app on a tablet, and once they record the information, all that information goes back to the PROAC system where the nurses can monitor that.
The nerve centre is at the headquarters of the Care Doc After Hours Health Service in Carlow, where Mary Burke is nurse manager.
The Smile Project is about supporting patients with chronic diseases in the community and empowering and educating them to manage their health at home and manage their health in the community. And these were patients that were, during the COVID period, were a group of vulnerable patients. There were patients with diabetes, heart failure, blood pressure problems, and a group of patients that needed support to manage their health at home. And I suppose a name we had from this project was that they would avoid unnecessary visits to the GP, avoid unnecessary admissions to hospital, and we have achieved that. We have patients that have had 6 and 7 admissions to hospital, and in the last 8 months have had no admission.
Hello Joan, how are you? It's Emma, one of the nurses here from the Smile Project. Just wanting to see how you're...
Joan Kavanagh, who lives on the edge of Carlow Town, signed up to the Smile programme several months ago.
It's probably motivated me to get out and do my walking and fresh air and exercise, and which is very good. It's brought on my lungs immensely, my breathing, my heart, and also it picked up on, I had an issue with blood pressure which I would never have known, high blood pressure. So the nurses got in contact with me and asked that I go see my GP.
How the patients would manage the tech was one of the concerns felt by many involved, including board member and Loughlin Bridge-based GP, Dr. Tom Foley.
Would the older people be able to embrace it? I was surprised how they took to the home monitoring and to the use of the iPad. I was fascinated by it. And oftentimes I'd come into the surgeon and I'd say, like, why are you here? And they said, the nurse in care that insisted that I come. So I found, in a way, if you can't measure something, you can't change it. And they came in with accurate measurements, which made my life much, much easier.
All involved recommend that the Smile Project should be extended elsewhere.
Oh, well worth it, definitely well worth it. And I would probably say to anybody that are asked to go on it, certainly take it with both hands.
And that report from Conor Kane.